Today we read part Spaceship Suicide from the book The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy from Douglas Adams.
Ford could sense it and found it most mysterious. A ship and two policemen seemed to have gone spontaneously dead. In his experience, the universe simply didn't work like that. The other three could sense it too, but they could sense the bitter cold even more and hurried back into the heart of Gold, suffering from an attack of no curiosity. Ford stayed and went to examine the Balagoon ship. As he walked, he nearly tripped over an inactive figure lying face down in the cold dust.
Marvin, what are you doing?
Don't feel you have to take any notice of me, please.
But how are you, Metal Man?
Very depressed.
What's up?
I don't know. I've never been there.
Why are you lying face down in the dust?
It's a very effective way of being wretched. Don't pretend you want to talk to me. I know you hate me.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Everybody does. It's part of the shape of the universe. I only have to talk to somebody and they begin to hate me. Even robots hate me. If you just ignore me, I expect I should probably go away.
He jacked himself up to his feet and stood resolutely facing the opposite direction.
That ship hated me.
Indicating the police craft.
That ship? What happened to it? Do you know?
It hated me because I talked to it.
You talked to it? What do you mean you talked to it?
Simple. I got very bored and depressed, so I went and plugged myself into its external computer feed. I talked to the computer at great length and explained my view to the universe to it.
And what happened?
It committed suicide.
Said Marvin and stalked back into the heart of Gold.